What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I think it's crazy. You still amaze me. I'm usually over it by now. This time is different. This time is sticking. Everything is better when you're around.
On a magnificent Tuesday afternoon, how are we doing? Baron, welcome to the Zone of LOTL Radio. And I want everyone for tuning in at activity. Lord have mercy. We're streaming live via iHeartRadio and also on Spotify. But on the bigger and better things, today's artist spotlight, gifted singer, songwriter, and actress, the captivating Natalie Nicole, as we have the pleasure of celebrating her new hit single, Indecisive. Yes, Lord. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio, Natalie Nicole, my queen. Hey. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I'm glad I was able to put a smile on your face so early this afternoon.
Most definitely.
You know what? I want to speak first and foremost. I want to congratulate you on the new single.
Thank you.
And also, I would like to commend you on your perseverance, this journey.
Thank you.
We've all faced certain obstacles in our life, some more than others. And wanted to ask you as far as what you have had to go through and what you have had to experience in your life. How do you shape you and formed you in that you are today? And also, enhance your ability to communicate to so many people who love you through your music.
Right. I feel like my whole life has been a testament to growing and listening to the whispers God gives us. And I feel like everybody has that ability. You just got to tap into it. And in the ways that it has molded me, I feel like, if anything, it just confirmed who I knew I was. And that's how I feel about it, because I was raised by a very strong woman who also went through her own, you know, testimonials that she could tell and you know, inspire people by as well. But for me, I feel like it was instilled in me at a very young age. And when trials came, it was just a confirmation of my character and my soul and my heart. And as far as enhancing me, knowing how to navigate through those types of situations, I don't think anybody is prepared all the way. But when you know you have God as your best friend, you know, you can lean on that and know that it's not going to last forever. And it's just a stepping stone to the next level. And I feel like that's what I've held on to, the promise that God gave me, basically, that I would make it no matter what I'd go through. So I just got to know that, yeah, things are going to happen and I'm going to have to go through it, but I will get through it.
Well, you know what? It definitely resonates. And also, you have touched so many people through your journey. And at some point, does it sometimes get a little bit overwhelming knowing that you have so many listeners who say, you know what, I've been through this situation or I'm experiencing this situation right now. And they're basically leaning on you to give them a shoulder, a supportive shoulder, to let them know, yeah, I understand that someone does care about you. And I believe that you can overcome just as I did.
Right. At times, yeah, it's a little, because to me, I'm just a person that's living life just like they are, you know. So at times it does feel a little bit overwhelming when so many people are almost relying on you to make it. You know what I mean? They're
right. They're
focused on you and focused on your dream. And if she can do it, I can do it. So yeah, it does get a little bit overwhelming. But overall, I know this is something that I was made to do. And I'm more than happy to share all of my stories that I've ever, you know, endured, encountered, or experienced, because that's part of being human, is to teach each other and learn from each other and help each other grow. So, yeah, it can be overwhelming, but overall, it's rewarding the most.
You know what? I've been in this industry long enough to know that you can truly find out or truly understand people that are there for you, that actually care about you, and the ones are just there to get something from you. And one of the things that I find, and one of the things that I find so impressive with you, the documentary, it showed such a level of transparency. It kind of took me back, and that's very rare for me, that taken back to seeing something like that. For you now, you've had an opportunity to step back and look at it overall. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you feel that you could have added more to it? Or do you say, you know what? I believe everything I needed to say has been said through that particular vehicle to get people to understand, give a little insight on the things I'm doing, who I am, as not just as an artist, but also as a woman.
Right. I feel like, to me, that documentary was the starting point of what is to come. It's a glimpse of my life story. It's only a segment, really. But it's enough to draw the attention for people to realize that there is a story behind it. I'm not just another pretty face who can sing and write songs and, you know, be cute. I have essence. I have depth. And that's what makes me different, is that you can relate to me. And so I don't think that the documentary says it all, because it doesn't. But it does say a point in my life that was a very trying time and a turning point for the better. And I'm excited. It's actually re-premiering on Facebook on October 30th. So we're going to push that more, so more people can be inspired by that story and see that even when I was at a real low point, that it looked like a low point, I treated it as if it was just another day and executed as if I wasn't homeless. You know what I mean? I still went to work. I still showered at the gym. I still wrote songs for Empire, the TV show. And I was hustling. I was hustling even harder than I always did. it's a glimpse. It's a glimpse.
You know what? It's amazing what God will put you through to help you grow as a person.
Right.
And also make you more appreciative of what you have. Because a lot of times, I think all of us at one particular point in our lives, we feel that, you know what, I don't have this, I don't have that. Then he'll kind of tap you on your shoulder and whisper to you and say, you know what, you truly realize how blessed you really are. Because there are other people that are going without. Now, I want to touch on something that you mentioned earlier. There's more to you than looks and appearance.
Right.
We've all know that the music industry is predicated, especially in today's industry, is predicated on looks more than talent. How do you, how have you been able to kind of maneuver and get people to understand that I'm not just a pretty face? There is some depth to me. I'm a very talented artist. I'm an extremely gifted songwriter. And you know what? I can hold my own as far as being an actress.
Yeah. I feel like the way I navigate through it is, it exudes for me. I mean, even me on the phone with you, even talking, having this interview, you know, I'm living the depth. So there's no way you can't see it. Yeah, you'll see me in a cute outfit and be like, wow, she's cute. And oh, dang, the song's cute. And wow, this and that. But then you get to speak with me. And then you understand, wow, there's no way that she could be getting, you know, fed these words. They're coming from her soul. They're coming from her heart. She's living and breathing what she is speaking. And I just think every time I've been in a situation where I've had to, you know, show up, I think people automatically think, oh, she's just a pretty face. She's probably dumb or whatever they think. But then I let you know right away that we will not tolerate any disrespect. I'm a respectful person. And yes, although I sing, you know, cute songs and sexy songs and look cute, doesn't mean you can disrespect me in any kind of way. I won't tolerate it. And, you know, I think that's just, you know, holding your ground, standing your ground, and just letting people know as soon as they meet you that I'm not the typical. And for the most part, like I said, I feel like it exudes from me. Once you speak with me, you know, you can't really mess with Natalie like that.
Well, it definitely resonates. And for those who are tuning in late, you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the extremely talented Natalie Nicole. Now, I must ask, you know, at the end of the day, this is a business, and you are a brand. And I cannot believe that 2019 is virtually coming to an end. What are some of the goals that you have set for yourself for the upcoming new year?
Oh, man, we have tons. We have tons. There's a TV show in the works. I can't say the name right now because it's still trying to get picked up by a network. But TV show, and I write scripts as well besides acting and writing songs. So we're always having new records coming out. We have a record coming out on October 31st, Halloween. We have one in December and on New Year. And all that is preceding the EP that's dropping March 2020. So we got the EP coming up, and we're excited for that push. And then after that, there's a mixtape and even more music. So we definitely have a full schedule.
Lord have mercy. The grind is real. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
It's definitely a beautiful experience. And to all the listeners out there, be sure you catch up with Natalie virtually or at your website at www.natalienicole.com, or better yet, be like GTE, bring great things to life. Follow her, support her on her Instagram page. That's instagram.com/Natalie_moments. Mm. Speaking of moments, indecisive, indecisive. Mm. Had quite a bit of those dealings.
Right.
Can you tell the listeners from a personal standpoint, what does indecisive mean to Natalie? No.
Well, for me, indecisive, I actually wrote it in the middle of the night. And it was, to be honest, it was a freestyle. I didn't actually sit down with a pen and paper. I was just recording myself on my phone. And it was supposed to just be an interlude, and that's why it's so repetitive. But I felt the words spoke for themselves. Like, I literally was just saying, I am thinking about this person, and I want this person so bad, but this person has me, like, I'm single, you know what I mean? Like, they're not acting like they're claiming me, but I'm definitely feeling like I'm taken, so I'm indecisive about what I should be doing. Should I stay around with you and stick it out and see where it goes, or should I just keep it moving? Because we're both technically indecisive. You can't figure out if you want to really be with me, and I can't figure out if I want to let you go because you don't deserve me.
Lord have mercy. Well, you know what? The brief moments that I've had an opportunity to converse with you, being indecisive is the farthest thing from my mind when it comes to you, because you know what you want, you mean what you say, and you say what you mean, which is a beautiful thing. Indecisive, here's zone of LOT Radio.
Me on one, yeah, I'm on you. gonna forgive you. Indecisive, can't make a decision.
Indecisive, the new hit single here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, the single is available as we speak via iTunes, Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. McQueen mentioned earlier that you're also releasing a very special single on October the 31st called Imagine. I mean, you are really just tantalizing all these listeners and supporters out here with some great music. Can you give the listeners a little bit more insight as far as what they need to do to, as far as get involved in the contest and also purchase the new single?
Right. So for Imagine, on October 31st on Halloween, it is going to be released, but right now you can pre-save it in my bio on my IG story, at Natalie_moments. And basically all you got to do, like I said, is pre-save it and show proof, send me proof, and I will put your name in a hat and you can win a $50 certificate to a restaurant in your city. And if you don't win that first night when it drops, we're going to do another drawing about 2 weeks later. You get the same thing, a certificate, and you get a $50 credit to my merchandise store, which is shopnatalienicole.com, and that's how we do it. We usually give giveaways like every time I release a single, so that's that one for Imagine. But Imagine is a deep song for me. I actually wrote it like 5 years ago.
5 years. So you mean, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's finally coming to fruition.
Okay. Now, all I ask is that when the new EP is ready, that you make your way, you make yourself available, come down here to the station. We would love for you to come down and perform a track from the EP. Man, we'd love you to. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anything you need, we're here to support you. That's what we do. And again, family, remember, that's on October the 31st. You can prepay for this now, 99 cents. Don't tell me that's too expensive. If you spend $250 on a pair of Jordans, Lord have mercy. I know you can afford a penny to get some quality and substance. Yes, Lord. Speaking of quality and substance, the Natalie Nicole today, if she were able to get in a time machine and go back 7 years, what would you say to her? You had an opportunity just to sit down and speak to that Natalie 7 years ago. What are some of the things that you talk about, or some of the things that you would say to her to help her get prepared for this journey?
I would say don't stick with what you think it's supposed to be like, because it's going to be completely different. Don't overthink. Trust your instincts, because they're on point. And just keep doing what you're doing. Keep working as hard as you always work. You got this, baby. I would tell myself you got it, because I was a hard worker.
So it is written. So it shall be done. We want our R&B shaken, but never stirred. This is definitely your home. Look forward to you coming down to the studio very, very soon. Continued success, my queen, and much love to you, okay?